Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. This is letter number 3406. Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Nisan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, you know, Pesach time is a time which we strengthen, in which we strengthen not only the belief in Hashem, but we strengthen our belief in Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the agent of Hashem, who took us out of Egypt, who made all the miracles to Pharaoh, who did all the... That was Moshe, God's servant. So the Rebbe says, these days of trust and these days of belief in which we strengthen Hashem and in His servant Moshe. So we trust and we believe in Hashem, and we also servant Moshe. I said, "Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdo," believing in Hashem and His servant Moshe. This should impact each and every one of us to strengthen our emunah, our belief in the expansion of Moshe that is in every generation. Every generation has a Moshe Rabbeinu, a leader, a main leader of that generation. Who is the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation? That's my father-in-law, the Rebbe. Now, don't forget, the Rebbe is talking about 4 years. It's already 5 years since the passing of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that he is still the expansion, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe in every in our generation. And not just to believe in a surrounding way. You know, sometimes, you know, I always like to tell the Gemara Chassidus brings down, sometimes there is a thief trying to break into someone's home, and he prays to Hashem, "Please help me, they don't catch me." Well, if he's praying to God, that means that he believes in God, so why is he going to steal? And the answer is, he believes in God, but it doesn't affect in his day-to-day. So the Rebbe says our belief should not just be in a surrounding way, which has nothing to do with practical, but actually this should be in actuality to protect all the institutions and the aspect of my father-in-law with the necessary and the necessity that the strength that it's necessary. There was a lot of Chabad met a lot of opponents, and there were other people that were objecting. Now, of course, the Rebbe took over the previous Rebbe's leadership. The Rebbe became the Rebbe, and there were objections. There were people that were fighting. The Rebbe says we should strengthen ourselves with the necessary and what we must protect the Lubavitch institution, the institutions of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And then the Rebbe says, for sure, they will melt away like snow. And Bnei Yisrael, Yetzim Yadroma, we will, as the Jewish people, went out with a raised hand. In other words, we will successfully, we'll win, and we will go out victorious. The Rebbe blesses him for a kosher and a happy Pesach.
Bless you.
I'm sorry. He asks the Rebbe also a question about what is written in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 12. Over there it says that the Jewish people are naturally compassionate. And naturally, they want to do acts of kindness. It's something in their nature. But it says over there that the reason is because the souls of the Jewish people comes from Hashem's measures, which that's where is the source. Our souls come from there. So just like Hashem is compassionate and acts kindly, so that's why the Jewish people who get their souls from those character traits, so to speak, of Hashem, from Hashem's Midas, are also compassionate to Gamli Chasadim. But he asked the Rebbe in the Tanya, in the chapter 1, it says over there that it comes from the actual animal soul. Over there, the Alter Rebbe talks about the fact that we have a godly soul and we also have an animal soul. And over there he discusses that the kindness that we have come from the animal soul. How do we reconcile saying, why are we naturally compassionate and act kindly? Is it because of the holy midos, the character traits of the spheres, of the midos, or is it from the animal soul? And the Rebbe says it's really both true. That the godly soul that a Jew has also has naturally compassion, acts kindly. That comes because it comes from Hashem's blessed midos. That's the godly soul in us. So both parts in the person, or a Jewish person, want to act kindly from the godly soul perspective as well as from the natural, the animal soul perspective. The godly soul because it comes from the holy midas, and also the animal soul naturally is that way. And how is it possible? The Rebbe says it's possible because by a Jewish person, the animal soul has a mixture of good and bad. It's like, it's not just good and not bad, but there's also acting good. So by a Jewish person, even it's an animal soul, but there is a mixture. There's also some good mixed into it. So we have tendencies sometimes that are negative as well, but there's also some good. There's a good and bad. And the Rebbe explains that you can add explanation based on what it's explained in many places in the Hasidic teaching, that the Jewish animal soul fits and has a connection to the godly soul within the Jew. And that's why also by the animal soul, the measure of compassion, the measure of kindness is stronger. Although there's also negative character traits. So it's not all good. But the overpowering is the positive. The reasoning that there's good and bad alone, that would not explain why the animal soul is kind, is compassionate and acts kindly. But if you have both in you, why do you act like that? But the Rebbe says that it's actually stronger. That good part in your animal soul is even stronger than the negative part of your animal soul. So you will act kindly in most instances, you know, anyways. And the Rebbe says that we can actually add to this and sweeten this, that only in the end of chapter 1 he adds the word bitoldoisa, meaning naturally. When they're born, it's from their birth. That's what the Alter Rebbe says over there, that naturally, because the godly soul only comes later on. The Rebbe brings the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, the Rebbe is saying like this. There's two parts. A Jew has a neshama, a godly soul. So the godly soul, of course, that's once only good, only right things. But here we're talking about even the animal soul. Even the animal soul that is within us. A, there's a mixture of good and bad, so there's also good. But the good fits in more with the godly soul, and therefore it overrides. So Jewish people are naturally, even from their animal soul, are still compassionate and they are acting kindly, kindness. Now, the Jewish people have actually given the world this whole idea, started with the Torah from all these years back, from Avram Avinu that we're learning, that acted compassionately. The world today is a much more compassionate place, like people will help other people, countries will help other, I mean, it goes the other way also, but this whole idea of being there for others and not just for yourself, it's all based on the Torah, and this is considered to be a natural instinct by the Jewish people.